Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I'm Bryce Castillo, joined this time with Jason Murphy. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, people who know you will know you from your authorship. You're writing your books and novels, right?
Yeah, that it's unlikely that they know me from that, but it's possible, I suppose.
Your screenplays, you've written a lot of screenplays.
I've had one produced, sold, I don't know, a couple.
I've written a lot of screenplays.
I've written a bunch of screenplays.
And of course, being co-host of the Modern Rogue.
Yes, also that. That encapsulates it, I think.
Had we met before Modern Rogue started?
I believe we had. Yeah, I think so.
Like offhandedly, maybe, because I know a lot of the people who I'd had on the show previously, I'd met at like South by Southwest, mm-hmm. and maybe that was it.
Yeah, and I think we did meet at South by Southwest actually, and it was definitely before Modern Rogue. Yeah, it was before we started doing that.
Maybe it was that year that I was filming everything, because I mean I'm sure I probably met you and didn't know who you were at the time, and I was too like bashful to ask, like, oh, what do I?
Oh, yeah,
where are you from?
Yeah, no, it was written down. It was written down in the book of slights.
you were
and
aware
today, Bryce did not appropriately acknowledge me.
So
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. So we're gonna do some BuzzFeed quizzes. We got some quizzes from BuzzFeed.com here to kind of learn a little bit more about each other. And the first one I've got here is, I think this one could be really strong.
So okay.
This is from Matthew Perpetua, a writer for the BuzzFeed staff. There are only 8 personality types in the world. Which one are you?
Oh, really? Okay, so, Mr. Scientist.
And I don't even know what these 8 personality types are, because if you think of like, what is the Myers-Briggs? There's like 16 of those.
Okay.
You know, ENTJ stuff.
It's so weird that everyone on the internet, they've kind of adopted that as just like this shorthand. Like suddenly everyone treats the Myers-Briggs as gospel.
Right.
Like when I was designing all of these tests in college, because I actually worked on a bunch of these. I didn't design Myers-Briggs, but
okay,
I did.
Yeah.
No, I worked a lot in like standardized testing and figuring out how it worked and like how you would use standardized testing to bring out like to determine like mental illnesses and things like that, psychoses and what have you, or just personality types. And
right,
I did a lot of studying on that when I was in college. Sorry, random arcana from ancient history. But
in any of that, did you get the idea that there were 8 personality
types? No, and also back then, no one was talking about Myers-Briggs except for psychology nerd students. That was it. And now, just like everyone on their Twitter profile puts that on there. I think it's hilarious, but sorry.
Yeah. Well, and it's like,
I digress.
I only know 2 of like the 4 Myers-Briggs things anyway.
I can't even keep them straight. And I used to do that all the time. I don't even remember anymore.
I know the introvert extrovert one. And that's the first one. Mm-hmm. And I think the last one, J, is judging. But I don't even know what the opposite of judging is on that either.
There's F. What does the F mean?
F. I don't know.
It means food allergy.
Food allergy. half of the population has food allergies.
That's exactly what it is.
The other half are extroverts.
That's right.
All right, so we're going to figure out which one of these 8 personality types you are.
Okay.
By taking this quiz. So first off.
I'm excited.
You're going to choose a food. So we've got grilled cheese.
Okay.
Ham. An entire loaf of bread just for you. Mm. A very big salad.
Okay.
Any kind of soup you want. Baby.
Wow. Well, that's
scientific.
Personal.
Steak. Yeah, steak.
Uh-huh.
Oysters, or your choice of ice cream. So they're giving you a lot of freedom in these options.
Yeah, they really are.
And you have some like snacks and dessert stuff with like the bread and the ice cream, but then heavier meals like ham.
I'm curious that there's no like pizza, burritos, tacos, something that's a little bit closer to my staples.
I wonder if
sandwiches, no
general
burgers.
Or too basic, right? Like, oh, everyone loves pizza, so we can't put them into the personality types.
Maybe so. I want to go with grilled cheese, but I don't really honestly eat a lot of grilled cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, strangely enough. I'm probably going to go with, right now I'm just feeling soup. Let's do soup.
You're doing soup. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it can be any type of soup you want. We've already locked it in, but
queso's a soup, right?
Okay. There's
don't
things with
shatter
cheese.
That illusion for me.
All right. What do you crave?
Revenge.
All right. So revenge is on here.
Sorry, I jumped ahead.
There's also sex, knowledge, time to relax, beautiful things, money, adventure, or food?
Sex, revenge, knowledge, time to relax, beautiful things, money, adventure, or food.
Mm-hmm. And it's what do you crave? So I don't even know if it's necessarily what you... I don't know. I think you could take this a couple ways. Either what you want and get regularly or what you desire but don't get.
Oh, yeah. So
we're going to have to play this blind. We don't... Yeah. We can't... We don't have a proctor.
A little general, you know? But what do I crave?
Is there anything you could knock off this list?
You know, I'm just going to go with how I... Oh, time to relax. I don't believe in time to relax. I do not believe in time to relax.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. I don't really crave money so much, although I do deeply understand the necessity of it.
It's very helpful to
whenever,
have that.
Whenever you say you don't crave money, that you're usually one of those people who doesn't need for money.
Right,
you
right. Know? Oh,
that
money.
Is very much not the case.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely crave food all the time because like donuts are just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go, you know what? I think I'm going to go with knowledge.
Knowledge. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling today.
Yeah.
You know, now ordinarily probably not. Probably like, I mean, if you're listening to this, you've likely seen Modern Rogue and you would know that jackass craves knowledge. But yeah, today I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got tons of like old books at home and reference guides and stuff like that.
And you do a lot of most of the research for the Modern Rogue. Yeah. So you, is that mostly out of... Is that because you're trying to fill in? But is that like, which way does that coin flip? Is that you going and seeking out stuff because you like to seek them out? Is it more practical in terms of like, well, I'm going to check out a lot of different things for the sake of the variety of the show?
A little column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got lots of like reference materials at home. Like, as you know, one of my main interests is like horror and the occult.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by that stuff. I think a lot of it is very silly, but I am fascinated by it and the roots and, you know, folklore and stuff like that. I love like watching a horror movie and then tracing its history back to like, oh, okay, here's a folklore book that started this idea of this thing. And now here we are watching a movie of it, you know, hundreds of years later.
Tracing like the thoughts, not necessarily even the personnel, but like the idea,
where did the werewolf begin? Was it here? Mm-hmm. Was it here? You know, was it with the Vikings? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And really just kind of reading into the folkloric roots. And so I have a lot of books that would never, ever, ever be used on Modern Rogue, you know. So yeah. Lots of weird stuff that was probably, you know, causes people to raise an eyebrow.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, we have a few more questions here. What do you think people like about you? Ooh, okay. So this is self-reflection.
Oh, this is tough.
Your options: I can be funny. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of stuff. I am extremely sexy.
Well,
I have impeccable style and taste, Mr. Pants. I am very chill. I am wild and unpredictable. I am very charming, or I am big and strong.
Oh man, so many to choose from.
Kind of all over the place. I mean...
No, this was clearly written for me. You had this written for me by BuzzFeed?
That's
staff?
Right. That's
okay.
Right.
I just have to pick one. I think it's probably I can be funny. Those seem to be the most comments I get. What do I think people like about me? Well, let's go to the YouTube comments. Like, what a terrible idea.
Now, you before Modern Rogue, you were on Rage Select regularly. How long have you been doing like public facing hosting stuff like that?
Oh, you know, off and on. I never had any like, off and on just for several years. You know, just doing like film criticism and video game stuff. And then just varying, you know, a couple of writer podcasts and stuff like that. Random stuff for God, probably the better part of 10, 12 years now.
Oh, wow. That's great. What got you to like doing speaking and like video stuff instead of staying with writing? Because like there's an entire industry of bloggers, journalists, people out there in just the written medium. Like, did you always want to do
You know, I did
effectively performing.
Not really. I just kind of fell into it. You know, I really enjoy writing, and I like the solitude of it, and how you can, you know, craft something out of nothing. But as far as like performing goes, and how did I do that instead of like being like a, you know, journalist online and ended up being on this side of the mic, I guess.
Yeah.
And in front of the camera and everything. It's hard to say. I think it was just the friends that I had. It was like at Spill.
Yeah.
Know, when we were on that way back in the day, it was, hey, come be on mic. And then it just kind of happened from there.
Right.
You know,
because that was also a small team as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, various other things that I, you know, as friends kind of all caught the podcasting bug, I would just kind of show up. And really, it was just who I knew, you know? And that was really it. And it was just kind of, I fell into it. It was a good time. And yeah, we were just having fun, as it is with Modern Rogue.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that you've, like, grown into, like, an expertise of yours, or like a proficiency.
That is
to
weird
be like,
to put it like that, because I mean, technically, yeah, it's true, but I never think of it that way.
Yeah. But you do it long enough and you suddenly find out that it's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Why didn't I do that with like neuroscience or something like that?
Because you'd still be in medical school.
Still
be in medical school.
Didn't have to go to school. Right. Didn't have to go into more debt to podcast.
Yeah. They don't have like pro-am surgery. You can't just like show up every week.
Not yet, but let me tell you a little bit about my Twitch channel.
See people on Craigslist looking for kidney removal.
That's right. It's like, oh, you need to see Cap Murphy 76. On Twitch. Go talk to him. He's got some good tools. He just ordered a new kit from Home Depot.
All right, so we asked earlier, what do you crave? This is, what do you despise?
What do I despise?
So your options are arrogance, weakness, people who tell me no, people who don't show me respect, ignorance, obnoxious extroverts, idealistic suckers, or people who are mean to me, frowny face. I feel like almost there's like almost like overlap in this a little bit.
There
right?
are. Yeah.
Like obnoxious extroverts and arrogance feel very similar. People who don't show me respect and people who are mean to me are very similar. Which one, like gut, like not committed, but the very first thing that you're thinking of between these eight?
Honestly, people who are mean to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've had to do it. You mentioned YouTube comments.
Oh,
and
yeah. Those don't count really.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you've written it off.
Yeah. I mean, I try to, yeah, I mean, a lot of times if someone posts a nasty thing about me, I just say, okay, whatever, remove. Mm-hmm. And just don't even think about it anymore. I just don't want it to be a toxic place for the people who are there having a good time.
Yeah.
But as far as like people who are mean to me, I just don't like people who are just, don't be jerks. Don't be a bully.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, if there's some sort of argument or whatever, fine. But just, yeah, don't be rude for no reason. And that's, yeah, I almost picked arrogance.
I was thinking like arrogance would be a good first or second choice for you. I don't know. Like authenticity seems like it's a thing I think about you, right? As like someone who, I don't know, wants people to be on the level, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to flex in front of Jason Murphy.
I try, and I'm guilty of this sometimes as well, but I try to avoid pretentiousness, you know, people who are putting on airs and I don't know. That, even though I often do it, I got called out for my overly complicated and pompous metaphors today or yesterday on a video, and I nearly went in. I wanted to go in. And I just forgot about it. I was going to go in and post.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sometimes wading into these comments is like slogging through the tunnels with the Morlocks, you know, or something. Yeah. Just proving their point.
No, I would say that's more just like people not showing you respect, right?
I guess
that,
not, yeah.
That ticks me off online when dealing with the community management stuff of like, okay, you're not breaking any rules, but you're being a dick.
Yeah, just be nice.
And like, yeah, you just want someone to like get it. Like, I think especially when it comes to like online comments and the people who, like, there's a dehumanization membrane between like commenters and the people who read the comments, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, I'll just post whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because they may not ever read
they're
it.
They're not real. Yeah. I actually heard on the radio several or many years ago, like a local DJ and a morning show, this woman called in and she said, oh, I saw the picture of you and et cetera, et cetera. You're just not a very attractive man.
Oh, my goodness.
And this woman just called in to tell this guy on the radio.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of a shocking example of, oh, wow, she has not pulled down that barrier. She doesn't realize that,
right.
No, you are actually talking to a person.
To the person that you're directing, you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's another sort of devious part of online comments is, like, you, when you write a comment, you are effectively writing it to whoever made whatever thing you're commenting on.
Yeah.
But they're not there right there. Mm-hmm. They're not seeing you write it. Mm-hmm. They're not seeing when you post it.
Yeah.
And that creates such a gap that just, like, online creatorship has tried to shrink in that gap the other way, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, creators being super close to their fans,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah. this is the immediacy of Twitch.
Right. Yeah. And so comments, like, have not, like, bridged that gap. I think live chat, though, I think helps with Twitch, right? Like, okay, you're being a dick to me, mm-hmm. and I saw you just post it, so you're gone. And you saw me tell you that because I'm here watching it.
Well, you know, it's the anonymity of the internet. It works in so many weird different directions. You know, some people say, oh, they're being real brave saying that. They're being real brave. And it's like, I don't even know if that's it. You know, it's like, oh, big man with a keyboard. No, it's not. I don't even know if that's it. I think it's more, no, you're not thinking that, you know, you're being awful to somebody.
Right.
You know, and it's like, how terrible would you feel if you were, you wouldn't be capable of doing that to another person face to face.
It's,
you know,
it's id, right?
Right.
It's all id. Yeah. That gap makes everything just id. Like, I thought it, I got to say it. It took me no time to say it. And there it goes.
Yeah. Which means, you know, it's noise. You know, I honestly used to be like that, an inflammatory little internet prick.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it is just the folly of youth. You know, and some people on there, as I think we've seen lately, are perhaps suffering from some mental illnesses,
right?
Which I don't want to stigmatize, but sometimes you get people on there who are clearly in some sort of place.
Well, it's hard to suss that out, right?
It is because
you don't get any sense of tone. I don't know. Like, if someone is tweeting at me and I don't know that person.
Yeah.
And say they have any sort of dysfunction, disorder, mental, whatever.
You want to take that seriously, right?
Right. And there's not, it would be worse for me to ask, like, oh, are you, like, all there?
Yeah.
Because either way, yes or no, that's not a good way to get that information.
Yeah, yeah. It's like just a completely new set of social norms, right?
Right. So the question is, what do you despise?
Oh yeah, people who are mean to me.
People who are mean to you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's settled.
I'm gonna keep it like that because it's like, you know, if you're gonna be mean to me, then you're probably gonna be mean to somebody else. Because I try to be nice to everybody. I try really hard, and you know, but if you're gonna be mean to me, you're gonna be mean to somebody else. And I just don't be a bully.
All right. I think this might be the last question. Choose a random thing.
Okay. So we have a sword.
We have a sword. We have a diamond ring. We have a stack of $100 bills. We have a man on, like, who has climbed a mountain overlooking a vista.
Motivational poster.
Yeah. We have a skillet of beef, a skillet of steak, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like some ribs.
That is ribs. Yeah. A library. A man and a woman having sex in a bathroom, or I guess making out.
On a bathroom counter.
On a bathroom counter, or an anime girl holding like a tablet, like a drawing tablet.
That is so strange.
Hey, guess
random.
What? I would say, like, these are random, but I also, having us just doing these many questions can suss out what it's trying to look
exactly
for.
There were a lot of these that were like, no, really, you're a fascist, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the library, though. That's by far my favorite.
That sounds about, though I could see you like doing the mountaintop.
Oh,
possibly.
Yeah.
Or even the sword for like the historical.
The sword's pretty close, but yeah, no, got to go with the books.
All right. Oh, you got brilliant whiz kid who attempts to hide their insecurities behind a cheerful, wisecracking demeanor. What does... that's one of eight?
okay. So, and it brought up... Okay, yeah. brilliant whiz kid who attempts to hide their insecurities by a cheerful, wisecracking demeanor. And it has a picture of Spider-Man.
Of the new Spider-Man.
Of the new Spider-Man. Tom Holland with his mask off as Spider-Man.
Okay.
So that's real weird because, as you may very well know, I'm real weird about Spider-Man. Like,
well, okay,
my favorite fictional character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, I love Iron Fist and everything, but yeah, like Spider-Man. And it's like, I get weirdly emotional when, like, discussing, like, certain storylines. Just, like, total man-child, you know, but like what you like, whatever. And I know a lot of people are like, what? He needs to know how to, you know, drive a manual transmission.
I would say this diagnosis, I think, is close, though.
I
do think of you as, like witty and like a little playful. Like, I know you like to play pranks.
Shut up. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I know you're super smart.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm just kind of floored because it's like, oh, wow, BuzzFeed quiz. You pull up Spider-Man. And that's like, I'm like weird about Spider-Man. I took the day off to play the game, as I told you.
Yeah. And you beat it in like, what, 2 days?
Something like that. Something? I just devoured it. It was ridiculous. And yeah, it's... I identify with that character quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Except for the, you know, power or responsibility or colossal intellect or strength and speed of a spider. But other than that...
Well, even, like, in a 1 out of 8 chance, that's still kind of crazy. All right, let's do this.
Yeah,
let's
do really this pushing before. For Jason Momoa, but okay. I was pushing for Momoa Aquaman.
So we're recording...
King of the Broshen.
The Broshen.
My buddy said that the other day, and it has stuck with me.
That movie's supposed to be good.
Everybody's saying it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's just dumb fun, and I'm okay with that.
Jason Momoa's a hottie. I'll watch an hour and a half of that.
He's fun to watch. Yeah. You know, just like...
I mean, I've watched worse... I watched those Maze Runner movies because of that guy, the lead guy.
Oh, I haven't
seen
any of those.
I
was trying to think of what they were.
They're just YA trash, right?
Okay.
It's the one of the...
I love that. I love
it. It is, because it's not good.
I want to start applying that to just people instead of movies.
Right.
When I encounter youths.
You YA trash.
At the mall. Look at you, you YA trash. Get out of here with your Maze Runners and your Hunger Gaming.
I watched 2 of those movies just because that dude was like the main guy.
Okay, how many are there?
I think there's 3.
Are there 3? Is it a trilogy like everything else?
Well, because I think he hurt himself, or he got hurt in a stunt or something.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if they made that 3rd movie or not, but I know it's supposed to be like a trilogy.
Okay. Worthwhile? Should I check it out now?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Right, it's like, the very long story short is like, kids, amnesia... They wake up in the center of a maze.
Okay.
And every night, whatever, they go out and venture out into the maze to map it. But also the maze changes. And so once they map it and they find a way out, they all have to run out to the exit or whatever. But like, people die and there are monsters and stuff.
That sounds pretty cool.
But then it's all like, oh, that was actually just like a science thing. Like, it's all like a trappings of like, oh, here's just like a more generic sci-fi concept.
Oh.
And so you broke out of that, and now you're like in this sci-fi.
That's always the problem when you reveal the mystery, right?
Right.
It's like, be careful of what you promise and make sure that you can deliver on all of these weird things.
Yeah.
Lost.
Oh, God. All right, so I've got another quiz here for you. This is also from Matthew Perpetua. Plan a special meal and we'll predict your life in 2019. We're at the end of 2018 here.
Okay.
2019's coming up. Big plans. Do you have any plans? Anything you're like trying to focus on in 2019?
Oh, yeah. No, I've got to get some screenplays like knocked out.
Yeah.
Like done in really good shape. Because I've been collaborating over the last couple of years with a couple of other writers.
Yeah, you told
me
some of your writing partners. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I realized just the other day, I need a stack of stuff that just has my name on it, too.
Right.
So, me working a lot on those.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, let's see if that's in the cards for you.
Now, this is plan a special meal.
Yeah, so your first question, please choose an appetizer for your special meal.
Appetizer for my special meal.
We have mozzarella sticks, charcuterie, hummus, wings, bruschetta, or oysters.
Yeah, wings if you're Kenny Powers.
Wings as an appetizer is very weird to me.
Yeah, for a special meal or an appetizer, though.
An appetizer.
Yeah, wings is an appetizer. That is kind of strange, but some places do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
Yeah. I love a good charcuterie.
You like, yeah?
Yeah.
You're into the charcuterie?
Yeah.
If it were me, I probably would have done oysters, maybe.
Okay, that's disgusting.
No, it's...
The snot of the ocean. I'm sorry, go
it's
ahead.
It's a special meal, and you kind of... Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I don't want that shit anywhere on the table. I'm sorry, I don't even know if we can curse.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, well, then let's move on.
No, okay.
Yeah. Okay, choose a soup or
you
salad.
You want to fight about the oysters,
we'll take it outside. We got choose a soup or salad.
Okay.
Autumnal spinach salad.
Okay.
Clam chowder, Caesar salad, minestrone, avocado and quinoa salad, or miso soup.
Ooh, right now, the miso sounds pretty good.
I like a miso, though. My
stomach is starting growling.
is miso special enough?
I don't know. Special? See, yeah, that's
because I think of it as standard. Fair, right? Or rather, yeah. Like, it's very common in Japanese cuisine.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go avocado and quinoa.
Avocado and quinoa?
Here's a twist.
Okay.
There's an avocado shortage right now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, so extra special.
Extra special.
This is definitely like a wealth flex. That's of like, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Who got all the avocados?
Bam. I did.
Jason Murphy.
Yeah. I'm not even a huge avocado fan.
Are you not an avocado guy?
I am, just not like crazy about it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's good, but I don't know that I've had... I don't think I've ever had anything made out of avocados that made me feel like I am understanding like the finesse of avocado like the subtleties of it. It's good and it's creamy.
Mm. So you've had guac? You've had some good guac?
I've had,
You've had guac. You haven't had anything that like blew your mind though.
Right.
I have. I got a hookup. I know a guy. I got a place we can go.
Okay. That'd be great.
Me and you. And
because whenever it comes to any food, I feel like if you get something very high quality, it's wasted if you're not able to know why it's good. Or if you can't tell, like if you gave me Wagyu beef, I'd be like, this probably tastes really good.
Yeah.
But if I don't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah. What is that Dunning-Kruger effect? You don't know what you don't know? Is that right?
Maybe. Oh, I'd never heard of that. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias in which people of low ability have illusory superiority and mistakenly assess their cognitive ability as greater than it is. I don't know if that's it.
I don't know if that's quite it.
This Wikipedia page is very long, so I don't know that that's...
Yeah.
Maybe
I'm misattributing the Dunning-Kruger effect. But anyway, I don't have a very refined palate.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hand me something, it's like, oh, this is very delicate. You know, this is something that the finest chef has prepared and everything. It's like, okay, I like Taco Bell. You know,
right.
It's like, I will eat.
This was a low bar to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I just, you know, I buy the cheap sodas from HEB.
Yeah.
You know what I've eaten today?
What do you got?
Little Debbie donuts. A bag of Little Debbie strawberry donuts.
We have
donuts.
Food. I can feed you on the break if you'd
I'm
like.
I'm good. Thank you, though. But yeah, no, that's all I've eaten today is just like a couple of those pink, like frosted donuts. So it's like, whenever you present me with something nice, I'm probably not going to appreciate it. That's on me, though.
I will say, it's funny that you mentioned soda because I feel like that's something where I have a very sensitive palate for.
Yeah.
Because I for a long time I was fine buying the HEB cola, the generic cola, because it's cola, it's a brown cola, I like a brown cola. Mm-hmm. But a few months ago, I had a batch that was not good.
Oh no.
It was way too sweet, the mix was off. And so I was like, well, I don't wanna, this is bad.
Yeah.
I was like struggling through it. So I'm sticking with the brand name stuff.
Okay.
And so maybe
did you just try to give me one of those tainted like diet?
No.
Is that what you said?
Oh,
you
no, said, that's hey. Right. There's a, no, yeah,
you
I
said
don't.
There's a diet HEB cola in the fridge or this Coke Zero. I opted for the Coke Zero. Did I almost take the Iocane powder?
No.
Is that what happened?
No, someone brought that over because they also drink the HEB cola, but I don't drink the HEB diet.
Okay. What the hell, Bryce? Maybe Jason will like it.
That would have been nasty to like keep some of the bad soda. Just, like, you want some of the bad
That's
soda?
So mean.
but what I'm saying is like, maybe you have like, even if you have Taco Bell tastes, you have like a Taco Bell palate. So you know when Taco Bell's on and when it's not on.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird because, you know, when I started dieting a couple of years ago and shed a little bit of weight and because this was when I was doing Taco Bell like, you know, 2-3 times a week sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I didn't eat it for like 6 months.
Right.
And then I went back and had it and I was like, oh, this is awful.
Yeah. I have that too because I don't eat as much anymore, but I used to eat Taco Bell all the time.
Yeah.
And now I go back to it and it's good, but it's also like there's a price to not being to the tolerance going down.
Exactly.
Okay, let's
finish it up. Yeah.
Okay, you get to choose your main course.
Main course, okay.
So you have a lot of options here. Steak, pad thai, lobster, fried chicken, chickpea vindaloo, linguine with clams, pizza, bacon cheeseburger, or vegetarian chili.
See, this is weird because there's some special stuff on here. I guess steak and lobster, pad thai, I don't know. What else did I pick? The avocado so you picked quinoa.
The avocado quinoa and the charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
So you got a little bit of meat. You've got some produce in here.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like you could like go for something meaty, but I don't know. This is your special meal.
A special meal. It didn't even tell me what the occasion was. Okay, so
what would you cut from here?
I would probably cut the lobster.
Lobster. Yeah. Not big on seafood.
Not a huge. I like seafood well enough, but I'm not huge on it. Not real big on lobster.
Okay.
Yes. And I generally try to avoid like carbs and stuff. But if it's a special meal, but it's got clams in it. That's cut.
Okay.
That's
no cut. Clams.
Yeah. Yeah. Fried chicken. That just doesn't feel like a special meal. Bacon cheeseburger. That doesn't feel like a special meal. Chili. No. Pizza. No.
Even good. Like they picked a picture of a really nice, fancy like. The Italian pizza.
I'm going to go with the chickpea vindaloo.
Chickpea vindaloo. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Now choose a side dish: French fries, mac and cheese, collard greens, rice and beans, roasted vegetables, or mashed potatoes.
Oh, side. See, none of those go with chickpea vindaloo.
I mean, maybe rice and beans or collard greens.
Yeah. You know what?
Or vegetables. I don't know. I think you have some options
let's
here.
Let's do the vegetables.
You do the roasted vegetables?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't do something like fries or mac and cheese.
I love fries and mac and cheese.
They're
but
both
I'm trying
great.
I'm trying to craft a special experience meal. Mm-hmm.
All right. Choose a beverage. You have some options here. Wine, beer or cider, water, soda or seltzer, a cocktail of any kind, or Tide.
Okay.
They're like, okay, yeah. we get it. This is a 2018 quiz.
Soda.
Soda?
Yeah, I drink like an unholy amount of soda. It's ridiculous.
What's your pick for soda? Are you going for a cola? Are you going for a seltzer, like a Topo Chico sort of thing?
Cherry Coke Zero.
Cherry Coke
it's like,
Zero,
I
okay.
I just guzzle that. Like, it's sickening. This is going to end up giving me osteoporosis
See,
or something.
I know. I need to cut back on my soda drinking.
Yeah.
Because I saw a thing. I saw some table the other day. It was like, here's how many like empty calories is okay for someone to have of your age.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, 2 cans of cola.
Oh, God.
In the whole day.
I drank nearly an entire 2 liter this morning.
Well, and it's calories, right? So if you're drinking like a diet or a zero.
Yeah, it's Cherry Coke Zero. It's no calories. So.
Yeah, but then you're replacing it with.
Aspartame.
Yeah, some other chemical.
Yeah.
Sugar, you know, sugar also. Okay, lastly. Choose a dessert.
Choose a dessert.
Lemon
okay.
bar, Ooh. Tiramisu, cheesecake, chocolate cake, pumpkin pie, or froyo.
Okay, I dig lemon bars quite a bit. So
lemon is a very underrated dessert flavor. I
think. Love lemon bars.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're solid. The lemon pies, even the ones you get at 7-Eleven,
yes,
those like $1 like little
yes
fruit pies.
Okay, so I went to a Christmas fair yesterday in a small town nearby. Mm-hmm. And they had like mariachi singing Christmas songs.
Oh, that's cute.
And yeah, it was a small town. It was not Austin. And so we were just kind of walking around and I had a funnel cake.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. And so I was sitting there going, man, I wish I had some jam for this.
Yeah. Like, they didn't have any syrup or anything for
it. It was just sugar. Just powdered sugar, which is still amazing. You know?
Right.
It's basically like a deep fried pancake.
I feel like anything you would eat in a in like a napkin wrapper should have a dip.
Agreed.
Right? Funnel cake, pretzel.
Agreed. Well, this one was actually
pizza.
Like a big like waffle. So it was on like a paper plate and I was eating it with like 2 forks.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, it was
2 forks?
One to hold it down. It was challenging. It was really challenging. And it was all crispy and the forks were breaking.
Yeah. I see you've been
it was ridiculous.
You fold the plate. You fold the plate and then that's just a big.
You're a wizard, Bryce. Where were you yesterday? Here I was looking like an asshole with my forks, with my 2 forks.
All right, last one. Choose a celebrity to share this meal with.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Really?
Are you not big into...
I don't even recognize most of these people.
All right, so you have Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, she's funny.
Paul McCartney.
Okay, cool.
Cardi B.
Oh, I heard a song from her this morning. I think it was my first Cardi B song that I heard.
Oh, okay.
It was good.
You have Harry Styles. He's like a boy band guy.
Yeah.
Lena Condor, who I don't know.
Don't know her.
Comedian John Mulaney.
He's funny.
Henry Golding. Mm-hmm. I don't know him. Ali Wong or Sharon Stone?
Oh, wow. Okay. Man, I'm just...
There's too many. This is
half
the most
of them. I don't even know who these people are. Yeah. No offense to them. That just means I live in a cave, which is true. I think I'm gonna go with John Mulaney because
John Mulaney.
Yeah,
he would be good dinner conversation.
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's really funny.
He was one of the ones on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, with the Jerry Seinfeld.
With Jerry Seinfeld.
Show, yeah.
He was really funny, and he got it, mm-hmm. and he just shined throughout that episode. Because you get some people on there, and they're uncomfortable, or their guard is down, and or their guard is up rather, and they're acting weird, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But John Mulaney, he was really funny and just on point like the whole time.
Nice.
So,
yeah, I saw a gif of him giving Jerry Seinfeld some sass about, I don't know, something about wives. And John Mulaney was like, nah, my wife's great, actually. But it's very like old school, new school comedy, I guess.
Yeah. He said something that I thought was really interesting. I don't know how true it is, but recently, like Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld said that they couldn't play. I think it was those two that said that. And I apologize if I'm mistaken, but they said that they wouldn't play colleges anymore, that they wouldn't do their stand-up bits at colleges because political correctness and the Me Too movement, et cetera, had gotten so far out of hand that they couldn't do that. It was unfriendly to comedy. And John Mulaney, he called bullshit on it. And he was like, no, the colleges just can't pay your fees.
I mean, that's
like,
also.
That's why you don't go.
When is Jerry Seinfeld playing any college ever?
I have no idea. I don't know. I thought that was funny. I thought him just like, calling him out.
Like, I don't know about Chris Rock, but Jerry Seinfeld, I don't think his comedy, he's a master joke crafter, but I don't know that his comedy has aged necessarily, or if
I don't know. I haven't seen any of his stand up. I don't know.
I have no idea what his.
I don't know if he's the comedian time forgot. No, he's clearly a legend, but I don't. I haven't seen any of his recent stand up. I'm assuming there is recent stand up. I don't really know.
Probably
a lot
like
about
an HBO or something. I don't know.
Probably. Maybe. Right.
But this is also not a good sign that we don't even know if he's done anything.
Yeah. Now, John Mulaney, a few years ago, he had a joke that is really just kind of like the coda of my family. And it was about him growing up in an Irish family. And he said, here's what you do, son. You take your problems and then you stuff them down real deep, and then one day you die. I was like, hey, I relate to that.
All right, we're going to get your results here.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
This is going to tell us how your 2019 is going to be, your life in 2019. You ready for
it? I planned a meal and having it with John Mulaney. I hope he approves.
You got a big change, mostly positive.
Mostly positive. Okay.
Something big is coming, but you can't know what it is just yet. You just have to be prepared to embrace the change when it comes. It'll be more fun if you don't know. It's like the Bjork song, Big Time Sensuality, when she sings, I don't know my future after this weekend, and I don't want to.
I've always hoped that my future was a Bjork song. Thank you, Matthew.
That feels like a very...
Was it Matthew?
Matthew Perpetua.
He's. You know what this is?
What?
This is horoscopes. It's just a horoscope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a long, complicated horoscope.
It is. It has to do with Harry Styles and quinoa and avocado. Yeah. Charcuterie, apparently.
I mean, there are 8 personalities, and you're one of them.
He just divined that I've got a big positive change, and he called upon Bjork to back it up,
to back
up his claims. How can I deny that?
Hey, y'all, thanks for listening. If you like the show, give us a follow at Twitter, twitter.com/trendinglemon. For more information and past episodes, visit trendinglemon.com. Hey, if you have it in you, tell a friend. That stuff really helps, and hey, you got someone to talk to about the show. My name is Bryce Castillo. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/Brycas, B-R-Y-C-A-S. And be sure to check out Jason's books on Amazon. Look for Jason Murphy. And subscribe to Modern Rogue over at youtube.com/Modern Rogue. This show is a part of the Diamond Club Stream Team, a rad collection of streamers, podcasters, creators of all stripes. For more information, join the Diamond Club Discord. Find the link at diamondclub.tv. We can look at the front page of BuzzFeed quizzes to see if there's a quiz that you think
would be good for me. Whatever you like.
If there's anything that you see.
Okay, tell us your Christmas opinions and we'll tell you which SpongeBob character you are.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm excited to do this. I have some Christmas. I think everyone has Christmas opinions. I think my strongest one, which is we'll probably ask me about, it will be music, Christmas music.
Okay.
And
interesting.
I have a very strong opinion.
Interesting. I'm really interested to hear this. Okay.
So this is from Nick G. Hall, or Nick Gall, a community contributor at BuzzFeed. Tell us your Christmas opinions, and we'll tell you which SpongeBob character you are.
I'm a huge SpongeBob fan.
Are you a big
SpongeBob?
Yeah. SpongeBob's great. Like, yeah.
Stephen Hillebrand just passed away.
And I would like to go, like, because they kept, SpongeBob is still on the air.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it in 5+ years.
I haven't either. At least. But there for a while, I've got, like, God, at least 12 SpongeBob DVDs.
Oh, my goodness.
From, like, this is pre-Blu-ray and before, like, streaming really took off. Because I think now you can just find, like, all of them
probably
available.
Amazon or something.
Or something like that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I used to watch SpongeBob like all the time.
Yeah, I feel like SpongeBob is like the definition of the cartoon today, or for people growing up right now.
Yeah.
For me, it was like Rugrats. I think it would have been like Rugrats, like the very mainstream, always on. Mm-hmm. They made a ton of them.
Yeah, right. Where there's no like, it's not like Avatar where there's an ongoing story where there's so many of them you couldn't possibly have seen them all.
Right. Well, and Avatar is like, not very generalized, right? It's action-y.
Yeah.
It's older.
Right.
Right. So I would have said like Rugrats or maybe like Doug or something like that. Everybody's
SpongeBob is
show.
Kind of syndicated.
Yeah.
In how it feels. Yeah. It just feels pervasive and ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go down the questions here. When do you start decorating for Christmas? Never. After Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, or I never stop decorating. So yeah,
you do have Christmas lights up, but
no, these are up
lights.
All these are on
all
the
time.
Yeah.
I don't see anything actually.
No, I don't. I have a little tree. I have a very like small like tree.
Yeah.
That I will put some ornaments on sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You just don't care.
It's usually it will be after Thanksgiving, I guess, if we're going by these questions. But it's because it's not a big thing. It's not a big tree, and so I don't even have anywhere I put it. Like that's the thing that stops me. It's like, where do I put it? I don't want to put it on the coffee table because it's in front of my TV.
Yeah.
I don't have anything around the TV. I guess I can clear some stuff off around the TV. But yeah, I don't decorate very, very much here. I guess if we're thinking in general, when is it okay to start decorating for Christmas?
No, it's when do you?
But when do I think it's okay to start decorating?
Okay. Oh, when do you think it's acceptable?
Yeah. I mean, after Thanksgiving, yes, is right. Christmas Eve is too close. And Christmas is great, but I'm not one of those, like, I don't think there's any holiday that I am year-round all about. Like, some people are, like, all year-round for Halloween.
I'm wondering which character you're going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm really curious now.
Yeah.
Once you picked that first one, I thought, could it be... No, he's not Squidward.
Okay. My gut says it's going to be Squidward.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe so. See, I would think I would be Squidward, but I don't know.
I think you could be, like, Sandy. I think you can
like
Sandy.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
I like Sandy. She's cool.
Which do you like more, giving gifts or receiving gifts? Oh, I love giving gifts.
Okay, cool.
I wish I could more, right? But I don't know. It's really nice to give someone something. Like,
yes.
Everyone likes getting or receiving things. Mm-hmm. But for me, like, I have a weird thing and I don't know where it comes from, but I don't like I don't like being beholden to like a favor for someone.
Oh yeah,
like,
sure.
You gave me a gift. Oh man, I have to.
Yeah.
I thought we might not do this, so now I got to get you something.
Yeah, I know. And it's that weird dance you have to do. Everybody hates that.
It mostly happens like a lot online too, especially it's like, oh, like we're like online friends. It's like, oh, I didn't think that we were doing this.
Yeah, right.
So I would rather give and make someone else think that.
Yeah, I prefer not having emotional attachments to people, and so that I don't. Yeah, I don't give or receive.
How do you feel about Santa Claus? Okay, Saint Nick.
We got beef.
I love him. He breaks into my house. Yay, presents. He's a nice guy. Free presents. Or he stinks, all I get is coal.
This is weird.
This is weird, and I think, like, Okay, so the demographic of any BuzzFeed quiz is much younger and much more female-oriented than either of us is.
Okay, okay.
One of the ones that we did was like, pick a top, and it was like blouses and stuff.
Oh, good. Why didn't I get that one? Yeah.
So how do I feel? I mean, Santa Claus.
And this is going to determine which SpongeBob character you are.
Which is so important that we get it right. SpongeBob's SpongeBob is a good guy. Santa Claus is a good guy. I like the idea of Santa Claus. Though Santa Claus is very much like a godly figure.
Oh, sure.
Right? Yeah. He's always watching you. Uh-huh. He's always judging you.
Yeah.
Though, unlike, say, a religious god, Santa Claus delivers, right? Mm-hmm. Once a year, you're on a list, mm-hmm. and then you are good or you are bad.
Okay.
But also, everyone's pretty much good anyway. So, it's a weird... I don't know what Santa Claus's role on society is.
Hmm.
Being that sort of, like, watchful figure.
I think Santa Claus is actually I think he's like a... He serves as, and I don't know the exact term, but like whenever...
Like a deterrent.
A deterrent, yeah.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, he's a tool for, operant conditioning, for behavioral conditioning, basically, right. For children, you know, much like the boogeyman.
Hey, you got to be good. Santa's watching you.
Yeah, this is, if you do this, you'll get punished. And the boogeyman will get you, or Krampus, or Baba Yaga, or any of the other myths going back to the dawn of time. Or if you're good, Santa Claus visits you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's basically just like getting kids to eat their vegetables.
I feel like Santa's role has dulled, as was always dulled, right? Like, how many bad kids do you think actually never got a gift as from Santa, right? Like, The naughty or nice thing always really leans heavily towards nice, which is what makes
the naughty or nice thing is dependent upon if your parents have any money, you know.
but that's been supplanted in like the past decade or two with the Elf on the Shelf, right? The like administrative removal of Santa from his post, like no, the elf's watching you, and the elf is not Santa.
Oh, Santa's been shirking his responsibilities, or maybe he's got a network of spies.
I mean,
can you leave something out? Like, you leave Borax out. No, I mean Borax to kill bugs. Can you leave something out to kill elves? It's like, oh, you've got elves.
Oh, you've got elves on your shelves. Yeah, you need to really.
You want to talk about privacy violations? That's Elf on the Shelf.
Well, and so that's I think almost doubles down my like weird like surveillance take on Christmas is that we've like capitalized on Elf on a Shelf to like, hey, we really need to double down or naughty or nice, so you're gonna buy this other doll. I don't know, man.
The moral implications of Santa Claus. I did not expect to be walking into this.
I didn't think so either.
For this podcast.
I feel like I've talked myself into the he breaks into my house, but.
Wow.
He's
a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. In fact, he's a nice guy. The elf is the bad guy.
Oh, it's the elf is the bad guy.
I mean, we've made the elf the bad guy, which is weird because the elf is naturally Santa's slave.
Maybe I don't want to enter into this currency arrangement, Santa. maybe
I didn't ask to be part of capitalism, Santa.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some sort of weird, like, behavior-based reward system. I don't want to play your game, Mr. Claus.
But I do think that there is something I think there's something transactionally beneficial out of, like, a demarcation of like, this is the line, this is the day, if you were good or not, we're gonna tell you your performance. And then I don't know, this is all very...
How do the writers of The Good Place feel about Santa Claus?
that would be good,
right?
Actually, The Good Place is one of the very few shows I think would really benefit from like a holiday special like that.
Yes, I want to see it. I want to see it because, you know, we've got moral relativism.
Though, you know, I think within
so
the
it's like, what's good? Santa determines who is good and who is bad.
Oh, you know
that's
what?
Bullshit.
They not to spoil this coming season.
Bullshit.
But I feel like that's something you could do next season. They're clearly trying to dismantle something, a system in The Good Place.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you had to replace it, I think Santa would be looking something like that. I don't know. All right, Santa's a nice guy. Let's move on. Are you on the naughty or the nice list?
Oh, come on.
I guess I think I'm a nice guy.
I've heard stories.
I come on. I think
people talk. There's a Discord thing. You're not on it. I mean, obviously, it's just hashtag Bryce.
No,
is a dick. Hashtag Bryce is a dick is actually what it's about.
I like to think I'm a nice person. I try not to be too judgy. I try to do good as much as I'm able. I'm going to pick nice, and I'm not going to feel bad about it.
You're not going to feel like you lied to the BuzzFeed quiz.
I care more about lying to the BuzzFeed quiz than to Santa. All right, what is your ideal Christmas weather? A white Christmas, warm and sunny, cold and rainy, or I don't care, I'm staying inside. So the having been in Texas for 4 years now,
yeah,
I have really enjoyed it being December and like 60 degrees out. Like, this is probably the warmest winter.
It is unseasonably warm right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I
don't care for it.
I know when I moved down here, that year was like the big snowpocalypse. And so it was like a few months after I had moved in, and it was like freezing cold temperatures. Mm-hmm. And like, so definitely not rainy. Cold and rainy are like the, I like looking at rain, yeah, but I don't want to be
okay
in the cold of the rain. There's something nice about waking up to snow. But I grew up in Virginia where like snow was just enough of a hassle where it kind of was like a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're not far north enough to be used to it.
It's one of those things where you say, I want to live somewhere where it snows until you have to deal with the snow. Mm-hmm, like if you're in Buffalo, you have to shovel your sidewalk and like shovel the roof and thaw out your car before
the
you
roads,
go anywhere.
Yeah, that all...
It sounds like a real hassle, right?
That sounds like a bit... I think I'm going to pick warm and sunny. Okay. I mean, I'm one of... Of like our circle of friends, I'm one of the people who prefers hot over cold. I would rather be warmer than colder.
I would rather be colder, but I always say that until it gets cold. And then I'm like, this is painful. This is horrible. I want to go inside.
Like you like the cold until
it's cold.
Until it's cold and it's raining and it's winding and you don't have an umbrella.
Yeah, it's like I keep thinking, oh, I love the Pacific Northwest. I'd love to live there someday. And then around this time last year, I went to Portland and I was so miserably cold.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Right,
last question. What kind of holiday shopper are you? A last-minute shopper, a big-money spender, spend as little as possible, or I get everything on Black Friday? I should buy everything on Black Friday because I want to get people stuff. I know I want to try to get a lot of stuff for like the very closest people. I'm not someone who goes and like gets little things and gives them out to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know whether that makes me, I am kind of last minute with all my shopping though. Like when Christmas rolls around, there's a chance I'm going to get you like a game on Steam on the 27th because I just,
nothing wrong with
nothing's
that.
Open, but yeah, I think I might be a last minute shopper. I always put that stuff off.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Which is why like Black Friday is getting longer and longer, mm-hmm. right? Starting earlier and ending later because people, I don't know if it's because people expect stuff to be on sale all the time or just because I don't like being told what to do or when to shop.
Okay,
and I don't like holidays telling me when the deals are.
You know, that might be a reflection of everything available all the time in that our society is sliding towards, mm-hmm. okay, now it's not just Black Friday. Now it's like constant. 2 weeks before Thanksgiving all the way leading up to 2 weeks after New Year's Eve or something
right.
like that. And that mm-hmm. might be because you know we're used to having everything that we want available to us at all times.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon is really kind of shifted the entire landscape of buying stuff online.
It really has. For better and for worse, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, definitely big pros and cons on all sides. I was thinking today, I had just ordered some stuff and one of the shipments was not coming here, but it, you know, it'll tell you on your device like, oh, hey, you know, the thing's on the truck to arrive today. Mm-hmm. Well, they were being shipped by Amazon because Amazon is like building their own delivery service. And so it was like, you know, your thing's on the truck to deliver today, which is what I expected. And it was like, your item is 9 stops away.
What?
Click here to track it. And you could see where the truck was making stops.
Oh, my gosh.
And because it's all like their system, I guess. And so
that's
I got
even more
to
detailed,
see,
like when you ordered Domino's.
Right. Know? Oh, yeah. The pizza tracker is nowhere near this precise.
Yeah.
And then of course they send you the photos now to prove like, oh, it's delivered. It's on your thing. So it's weird to think of like delivery stuff already seemed like, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
And then something like that, where it's like, oh, it's coming very soon, and you can watch it arrive. It's I don't know where the fidelity
goes
beyond.
Do we need that level of immediacy, you know?
I will say it was nice because I was able to call that person and tell them that they were welcome for their gifts.
Oh.
So it was nice to see, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're like, oh, I really need to get this thing. I hope it comes. I know they gave me like a whole day's window, but if it's going to come earlier or if I have to sign for it, I mean, it's nice. It's very convenient, but there are a lot of things that are convenient nowadays that are maybe not justifiable yet,
mm-hmm.
right? Like ride sharing is great. I also don't know that we're at a tipping point of ride sharing.
Oh yeah.
Being a benefit to anybody really.
It's still pricey. I think it's pricey. I think it's very beneficial.
But the drivers don't get paid a lot or enough and are not covered
by
the employers.
It's still that exploitation economy, the gig economy that is resulting in the erosion of the middle class.
Ride sharing, at least ride sharing is trying to tackle transportation, but you look at stuff like Instacart, right? There was a thing, I want to say it was Instacart, but there was a chance it was like DoorDash or something. But their whole thing was like, hey, you know, you want to make sure you tip your drivers, but this service has like a base minimum pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get tipped, the amount that the driver gets paid goes down proportional to the tip. So
what?
The tip will replace the salary that the company would have initially paid.
That's sick.
It is sick. And like the prices, even like the base prices for like what they get paid for making deliveries or picking, like shopping for you.
Oh, that's obscene.
Not good.
Oh my gosh.
And so like, it's very convenient to like have HEB delivered to me, but also I don't know if that's exploitative or not. Yeah.
I think I actually need the ability to leave the house because otherwise I won't.
Right.
You know? So it's like whenever we have like an ad to shoot or something like that for Modern Rogue, it's like, oh, we don't have an episode scheduled for 2 weeks or whatever. Yeah. Oh, we've got an ad to shoot. Oh, good. That means I have to bathe. Thank God.
I will say, because I think I noticed this with both you and Brian, that sometimes the shoots, like I see Brian 3 or 4 times a week, right? I'm over his house.
Yeah.
We do the podcast. We go and do these shoots and stuff. But I think like for Brant really doesn't see them, either of you guys, except at shoots, right? You probably don't hang out with Brian outside of the shoots really.
Yeah, no.
And so it's a little bit of like, when we all get together, there's like a socializing element of just like, oh,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
just catching up. That is like, I get it. And it's, and so, cause I, sometimes I just want to crack the whip and just be like, okay,
oh,
we gotta go.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, these guys, this is them hanging out and having fun.
Yeah.
It is good to get out and see everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I need that interaction, you know, because you know, when you work from home, you know, we don't have to put in like a ton of hours all the time. It's more centered around the episodes and like all the preparation leading up to that. But like outside of that, it's just research and planning and scheduling and a lot of administrative stuff, you know, and reading and what have you, building up to the episode. But it's that interaction. So because it's really easy for me anyway, when I'm working this job to like not go anywhere or interact with anyone. And so when I'm forced to interact with people like at the grocery store, I'm reminded like, oh, I'm getting weird because I haven't left the house in 2 weeks.
I haven't talked to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay.
Anyway,
let's find out
which kind of shopper are you?
Which SpongeBob character are you? So I'm going to say last minute shopper.
Okay.
All right. I got Sandy.
You got
cheeks.
Sandy.
Your decorating begins promptly after Thanksgiving. Your presents are exquisitely wrapped and shopping is always done on time. I just said that it's not.
I know. What is that?
I also like Sandy is very smart and dutiful. I guess she's the most like put together.
She is. Yeah.
Okay.
She's organized.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take
you
that.
You know, I think Sandy. There,
you could be worse.
Sandy's a good one to get, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, SpongeBob.
I did just say you were Sandy before the quiz started,
you did,
but
I'm
going to forget that I said that.
That's okay. No, Sandy's a good one to get because, like, Squidward's a piece of shit. You know, Patrick's a barely functional sentient being. And SpongeBob is just so naive. I think Sandy's a good one.
Okay, we're going to do one last quiz with you here. This is going to be lightning round.
All right,
we'll do this real quick.
So we got to fly through it. Okay.
This is from Matthew Perpetua, also from... is that all three?
I think so, yeah. He's the quiz master.
From the BuzzFeed staff at BuzzFeed.com, dip these foods in sauces and we'll reveal a beautiful truth about you.
I do love dipping things into sauces.
All right. So what would you dip these corn chips or tortilla chips into?
I would
pico
dip...
de gallo, queso, or guacamole.
Queso. Queso every
queso?
Time.
Queso? Mm-hmm. I do like... I like all these options, but I also think a queso can encompass all three.
Yeah, that's
a good
true.
Queso can have guacamole or pico de gallo.
That's true. Get some chorizo in there too, some compuesto. Mm-hmm.
What do you dip these fries into? Ketchup, spicy club sauce, or barbecue sauce?
Oh, depends on what the spicy club sauce is. If it's got horseradish in it, I'm out, but we'll go with that.
We go with that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a spicy ranch kind of dipping thing for the fries.
Yeah. Something tangy. Okay,
Ooh, some churros.
What would you dip a churro into? Caramel sauce, chocolate sauce, or strawberry sauce?
Strawberry sauce, definitely.
Strawberry sauce?
Yep.
I wish that I saw this one earlier. I wish that they had like a glazed or like a frosting.
Oh, yeah.
Like a white sauce.
Yep.
That would be great. What would you dip these potato chips into? So you've got some wavy chips,
okay.
Ranch, French onion dip, or honey mustard?
French onion dip. Yeah. For okay. Wavy Lays, I think those two in my mind kind of belong together.
French onion dip's good. They don't make it clear if this is, I mean, I'm assuming this is ranch dip.
Oh, yeah. Instead of just,
instead
ranch,
of just ranch sauce.
Yeah. There's a difference.
What would you dip these pita chips into?
Okay.
Spinach artichoke dip,
ooh.
Hummus, or sweet chili sauce?
Okay. Spinach artichoke dip is, that's where it's at. That one right there.
That
not
seems
a
like
fan
a very.
Of the sweet chili sauce.
No. But the artichoke dip feels like almost meaty, like you're kind of getting a lot of
and
stuff.
And I'm
in
quite,
it.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that right now.
All right. A couple more. What would you dip these carrots into? So you got some baby carrots looking like?
Yeah.
Red pepper hummus?
Yep.
Ranch or peanut butter?
Red pepper hummus. Definitely.
Red pepper hummus. Are you like a spicy?
I am.
Spicy guy?
Yeah. I don't usually go for like Thai spicy usually, but you know, it's like, I like, like some spice and
I like
some
a kick.
Like peppers, a little bit of kick.
Yeah.
A little bite, a little tanginess.
Okay.
A tangy pepper bite.
All right, that's the last one. What would you dip these pretzels into?
Pretzel sticks, okay.
Pretzel sticks. Nutella, spicy brown mustard, or cheese fondue?
Not a fan of Nutella or spicy brown mustard, so cheese fondue it is.
Would cheese fondue be your number one for pretzel sticks?
Yeah.
Like, out of everything. Like, what would pretzel sticks' ideal dip be?
I think the cheese fondue is pretty good, but it also depends on the consistency of the pretzels, right? Are they
are they crispy, crunchy,
or all those like soft, doughy pretzel stick things?
Oh.
Those it's kind of hard to tell from that picture. They look like they might be crispy.
It does look like that.
So yeah, go cheese fondue. You can dip any cheese. You can dip any of these into cheese fondue. And
I guess
rock.
So. Right. All right.
What are we determining again?
We are determining. A beautiful truth about you.
A beautiful
find
truth about
beautiful
me.
Beautiful and true.
Okay.
You got generous. You're generous. You care deeply about other people, not just your friends and family, but people in general. You go out of your way to be kind and supportive, and you try to give back to your community whenever you can.
That's fucking dumb.
I do feel that about you, though, that you do care about other people.
Man, why don't I ever get the
you got punk rock.
You're a stone cold badass.
You kick ass and take names.
If you're reading this with a friend, he needs to watch out because you might punch him in the face.
That's
you
not good. Know. I'm wearing glasses today.
You're about to hop on a helicopter and go to some unknown island and fight bad guys.
You got Rambo.
Yes. There's generous. There's kind. There's confused.
Sweet. Funny. Sweet,
outgoing.
Sexy.
And Rambo.
And
I actually
goodness.
Took this took one of these with my wife at the Mopop Museum in Seattle.
Okay, Mopop
Museum of Pop Culture.
Okay,
it's amazing. It's so much fun. But they had this: which fantasy archetype are you?
Mm-hmm.
And and she took it, and she of course got the witch.
Oh.
And then I took it and I got basically the companion. I got like Samwise.
Yeah, you got the familiar.
I was so mad.
What?
I was so mad. I was like, what about the assassin?
Right.
What about the old wizard?
No, you got Mercy. You got the support class.
Exactly. I got the support class. Yeah.
I often think of myself as that, as like a boost to other people. I don't know. It's a weird thing because it feels like there should be something other than that. It should be like, okay, but there should be different types of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, Jason, thank you very much for joining me and taking these quizzes.
I've learned a lot about myself.
I think we've learned a lot about you, too. You know, you're generous, right? You are a brilliant whiz kid.
Yeah.
And you, what was this one? Oh, you're going to have a big change.
Oh, big change. Mostly big positive.
Positive change in 2019. Mm-hmm. You're so skeptical about it.
I got to go listen to that Bjork song now.
Yeah. So I can big feel time it. Sensuality.
I can be ready.
People can find your books on Amazon, right?
I have a short story and a novel on Amazon. Mm-hmm. The Black Oak Motorcycle Club. You can find that. And Modern
Instagram.
Rogue.
Oh, and Modern Rogue,
of course.
Every
Friday on YouTube.
YouTube.com/ModernRogue.
At Captain Murphy.
That's right.
Post occasionally, irregularly.
I do see you posted on there pretty...
I posted like four pictures the other day, and now I won't post anything for like a week. So
you have to pace it out. You have to get one of those scheduler like social media apps.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's like, okay, post the... Like you throw it in a queue, and it posts for you.
I'm just going to do it all in like over the course of an hour. And then
yeah,
just
I mean...
Not post to Instagram.
There are... People do that. People do that.
I need to look into that.
You should look into that.
It feels like such a duty. Like I have to do it.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to, right?
You kinda
I was going to say, like, do what you want, but it's different for, like, people who make stuff and people who don't, right?
People have to know about me.
Right.
They got
to
know.
The brand has to be strong.
Yeah, whatever that is.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for listening.